At the top of the news this St. Stephen's Day, Pope Benedict XVI today called on all the faithful to pray for all those who suffer because of their loyalty to Christ and his church. The Pope's appeal came in remarks before the St. Stephen's Day Angelus prayer with the thousands of faithful who this year braved driving rain and chill to be with the Pope for the traditional act of Marian devotion on the feast of the Church's first martyr, St. Stephen, the
deacon. Bisogna sempre rimarcare questa caratteristica distintiva.
Pope Benedict said Christian martyrdom is exclusively an act of love towards God and all mankind, including those who persecute.
Compresi i persecutori.
Pope Benedict said, still today we receive news from across the world of missionaries, priests, bishops, religious brothers and sisters and lay faithful who are persecuted, tortured, imprisoned, and denied their freedom or stopped from professing their faith because they are disciples of Christ or apostles of the gospel. Often some suffer and even die because of their communion with the universal church and their loyalty to the Pope.
A Gerusalemme, a quelli degli imperatori romani, fino alle schiere dei martiri dei nostri tempi.
From the very beginning, said Pope Benedict, from the first persecution at Jerusalem, to the persecutions at the hands of the Roman emperors, and down to the hosts of martyrs in our own time, Christians have faithfully answered the call, which we hear in the collect oration this St. Stephen's Day, to love our enemies, after the example of St. Stephen, who, with his dying words, prayed for those who persecuted him.
Il martire cristiano attualizza la vittoria dell'amore sull'odio e sulla morte.
Pope Benedict said, the Christian martyr, like Christ, and through his intimate union with him, accepts the cross, and through it transforms death into an act of love. That which on the outside is brutal violence, on the inside becomes an act of love and total giving. Thus, violence is transformed into love and death into life. The Christian martyr realizes the victory of love over hate and death.
Angelus Domini nuntiavit Mariae.
After the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
On this feast of Stephen the Martyr, Christians throughout the world are reminded to those who stand firm with Christ to the end will be saved. Confident of our Lord's love for us, may we always make a place for him in our hearts and in our lives. During these Christmas days, may God bless you with the saving power of his peace and love.